Truancy, skipping school, is a perennial problem. Poor attendance sets kids back academically and can mask serious problems at home like abuse and addiction. Few Vermont communities have addressed the problem as thoroughly as Lamoille County. That's where VPR's Charlotte Albright found a social worker who's making a difference.
Around lunchtime on a sunny, warm day in Morrisville, Melissa Gardner, the truancy social worker for the Lamoille County Restorative Center, strolls up to the front porch of a house that could use a coat of paint. She greets Stacy Simmons, who sometimes fights with her 12-year-old daughter, Raquel, about going to school.
Usually I would wake up early, but now I'm too lazy to wake up.
But now it's changed. You are getting up.
Yeah.
Gardner is helping propel that change by visiting the family frequently and working with Raquel's school to find the social supports she needs. The seventh grader was failing some subjects, but now she's getting extra help. She's also figuring out how to cope with kids who taunt her for being a bit overweight and having mixed-race parents.
I learned how to deal with that.
And still learning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a big, strong team of people around you, and you have a counselor at school that you talk to, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not really doing that much. It's all her.
But she's setting some goals. What are the goals that you've set with Melissa?
To finish the rest of that month with only one day missed.
If she reaches that goal, she gets a free pizza for her and her new school friends. That's a lot better than a day in court. State law mandates school attendance until the age of 16. If a school reports a child missing more than 15 or 20 days and parents don't accept help, they could end up in big trouble. Becky Penberthy directs several programs at the Lamoille County Restorative Center, and she sees a link between truancy, delinquency, and poor parenting, which is why the Department of Children and Families sometimes steps into the most egregious truancy cases.
You could lose that child. In fact, this week that happened in Lamoille County. It's waiting right now. They could actually be put in DCF custody, or they could remain with their family.
In some ways, truancy social workers like Melissa Gardner are an early warning system, detecting the need for social services before harried parents seek help. Her task, she says, is not just to get a kid to go to school every day, but to get the whole family the support they need to make that happen.
My job is to prevent the case from going to court. I want the kid to go to school. Boom, that's my whole job.
She puts a lot of miles on her station wagon, going from house to house and school to school. Another all-important cog in the wheel of truancy prevention is the teacher. As the center's Becky Penberthy points out, some parents are not neglectful. In fact, they may not want to part with their youngest kids and may not realize that keeping them home breaks state law.
You know, it's hard to drop your tiny little person off in a school and know that they're going to be with 20 other kids and feel like they're going to be cared for. So I think teachers at every turn have to impress upon parents that they are caring for them, because they truly are. Parents just worry that they're not.
Vermont does not track truancy rates statewide. One national survey finds about 2% of students between 12 and 17 said they skipped four or more days of school. But in Lamoille County, about 6% of the student population is reported truant at some point in the school year. Lamoille is also unusual in the way it tackles the problem with a social service agency rather than from inside a school system. Urban districts like Burlington deploy their own truant officers, but teachers in smaller rural schools say they really are not sure what to do when a kid goes AWOL. Heather Hobart, director of the Lamoille Restorative Center, has this advice for other communities trying to improve school attendance.
I think of as a truancy officer as somebody that's an enforcer and not necessarily responsible for building rapport and creating a bridge from home to school. And the way this program works is very much about creating that bridge.
And the bridge seems to be working. In Lamoille County, Melissa Gardner has 315 active truancy cases in three school districts, and only about five so far have landed in court. And dropout rates are improving. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.